This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Hope you had a great break, whatever it is that you did over the holidays. Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be the skipper of this ship as we move into some interesting lanes coming up in 2021. Still feels odd saying that. It's all the same to me, right? It's like we sort of lost time starting in March. It kind of all fell together. And let's hope in 2021 we get to know the days a little bit better. What day is it? Wait, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? There's a song about that. Monday, Tuesday. I'm not going to sing it. I'll hold off on that one. All right, they're singing different tunes in Georgia, and I think we're going to start there because I was just looking at this and had a chat with some Republicans and Democrats earlier in the day about the push, and of course, depending on who you talk to, the thought is that we'll see after we go through the runoff, just slightly ahead, both Democrats slightly ahead, according to some of the early voting numbers, but it's just way too close. So you had Vice President Pence and the president that were at rallies in Georgia. You had Pence, who was there over the weekend, and the president was in Georgia on Monday. Same thing with Joe Biden. He was in Georgia on Monday. You had Kamala Harris, who was there over the weekend. And the push is on. Like I said, so much money has been dumped into ads for all four candidates, really, and for Republicans and Democrats. Here's what's at stake. A lot is at stake. So Georgia, for the first time in forever, flips the way of the Democrats and abandons the Republicans as far as the overall vote when it came to the president. But now with the Senate hanging in the balance, and that's a big hanging in the balance moment, you could see a transfer of power. Because if both Democrats win, I think you know the scenarios now. With a Democrat in office, Harris would be a tiebreaker if there was some sticky, thorny issue, whatever it might be. I mean, who knows? Maybe there would be more bipartisan cooperation, but tough to say because it depends on the issues, and we know what the wedge issues are, and we know what are the issues that are out there that chap you and burn a hole in your heart at times. And here's the thing. It is a tug of war constantly, but the tug of war would switch if the Democrats win both of those seats in the Senate. What are the chances that they'll do that? Like I said, flip a coin. If you looked at the actual numbers now, it would look like you would see the Democrats that would be in, and the incumbent Republicans would be out. But we know that a lot of times these numbers are all wrong. We've seen that with polls before and predictions. So I think it's just too close for any of that at this point. And what does this ultimately do? You know, the president went into some big detail about his election complaints during a rally before a crowd that witnessed an 80-minute speech. He attacked Republican leaders in Georgia and at one point claimed he would campaign against Governor Brian Kemp if he seeks re-election in 2022. And he made reference to a tape. This is the president, a tape that has been floating around where he's talking to the Secretary of State about the Georgia elections and how come the numbers aren't there, that kind of thing, etc. And so you have some Republicans who are backing off the president and backing off of that train and others that are staying there and staying strong with him. So it's been very interesting to watch. One, the fracture in the Republican Party, and two, what's happening in Georgia with these rallies and a huge political day ahead, and ultimately what happens in this runoff election where Georgia once again can be a big deciding state in the fate of the American people as far as looking at the politics of one branch. And the Senate is pretty powerful, obviously, and we've seen that. So this will be an interesting one to watch. Needless to say, forget that, they're just a little bit ahead, the challengers, because I think it's too close to call the Democrats, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, the winners toppling the incumbents, because the numbers are just so tight, which is why you had a runoff in the first place. But if the Democrats prevail, the new Senate would be split 50-50 between the parties. Then the VP, like I said before, would be the tiebreaker, would be Solomon, in a sense, and in favor of the Democrats. So Harris was there Sunday. Biden was there Monday. Same thing, like I said, the president Monday, and the VP was there on Sunday. And we'll see how much sway and how much money was spent in the end, and did it all matter, and what do the voters of Georgia say. So like on this show, this is what I've been doing over a decade, why people who are dissuaded about politics, who are dismissive about it, how often I say, and this is the thing, your vote does matter. Because ultimately, this is a situation you get into. Getting into a runoff in the first place for both of those incumbents, Loeffler and Perdue, put the Republicans on this path of having to hold the fort, so to speak, in a runoff. So those votes matter big time. And I don't care how you vote. I care. I say this. I don't care how you vote. I care that you have an opinion. I care that you care about the United States and that you want to have a voice, that you want to have the representative that you think represents you the best. Coming up, it is a new year, and a new year means that the mailbag is flooded with everything to resolutions to what do I think about what's happening with the vaccine? Is it obscene, as Wendy said from Michigan? What will the numbers ultimately be for those who take it? What is herd immunity to what's going on with the UK? Because the Prime Minister, of course, ordered a new virus lockdown for England, and we've had many Brits on the show in our author's corner, and we often talk to them about what that's like and what it's been like with COVID all over England. And Boris Johnson said that they had to do this, and he said the hospitals are under more pressure from COVID than any time since the start of the pandemic. So with the new rules in England to kick in now, primary, secondary schools, colleges closed. No face-to-face learning at all. None. That's not happening. So university students not returning until at least mid-February. Non-essential shops, so here we go to the economy, for those in England. And this is the fear of many in the United States, which we've already seen happen. So shops, personal care services, hairdressers, etc., restaurants only take up, but they do have takeout. As of Monday, 26,626 COVID patients in the hospital in England, 40% above the highest level of the first wave in the spring. What's it like in the U.S.? We're talking about it on the flip side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
We're going to open the doors of the locker room and go into the man cave. And also, the mail room is open. So as I mentioned, we certainly will hit the mail. Plenty of you had plenty to say about a whole lot of things, including COVID. We're talking about COVID now. Deadliest week so far in the U.S. Lost more than 18,000 lives to COVID. In fact, I feel it's almost dishonorable not to give you the exact number that I know of from John Hopkins, 18,400. Arizona, oh, my pals in Arizona, highest rate of new infections. Oh, I feel you in Tucson and all over that great state. Arizona has become now the state with the thing that you don't want, the distinction of being, like I said, the highest rate of new COVID-19 infections. This is according to the CDC. Their map, it just exploded with cases in Arizona, so surpassing California and some other hot spots like Tennessee and South Carolina, just that spiking rate of new cases. Now in Arizona, they're reporting an average daily case rate of more than 121 per 100,000 people, to give you the example, give you the hard numbers. And it's the only state in the U.S. averaging more than 100 new cases a day per that amount of residents. So you have to put that in perspective. They collect that data, and that's, you know, where you parcel it out. But it's kind of complicated because the a large portion of the state the information isn't there. It's incomplete. So when I say that, I'm saying that's what's happening with the tribal authorities, the Native American tribal authorities. So what are the rates there? There's concern about that. But, you know, this is what we're seeing. And there have been arguments in Arizona of, should we have a mask mandate? Do we need more restrictions? Do we have to have restrictions on indoor dining or bars or nightclubs or any of that kind of stuff? Will that slow COVID? That's slowed COVID-19 spread in some other states. And the state hit that record number of hospitalizations, which scares the you-know-what out of every single one of us. Just say ventilator to anybody, and you see their face fall 50 floors. So the number of hospitalizations from the virus last month, more than 4,300 across the state. And remember, Ducey, the governor there, did have a stay-at-home measure at one point. And that was, well, I want to say that was like last spring, because it kind of dovetailed with the governor of Texas. But then said that the state was on the other side of the pandemic, and then they, of course, relaxed the measures. And see, this is what is frustrating and tricky about this whole thing. You look at what's happening in Arizona, then you go to the Midwest and you look at what's happening in Ohio. And Governor Mike DeWine, who signed a bill Wednesday that requires all kinds of things happening there that they're focused on, that requires people in restaurants or going into establishments where they clearly have the mask, you know, saying mask, basically, no, it's almost like the no shirt, no shoes kind of order, saying, yeah, I mean, this is it. You have to follow what they're saying at these stores, and more stores are doing that. So, you know, this is, again, what we've seen all over the place. I mean, it's one county, one part of the state, one city, and then you have a surge, and then there's panic over the surge, and it is very frustrating. I mean, it's very, very frustrating, and scary to me is the variants that could lead to the surge. So the vaccine rollout is not going the way it was expected to go. Not enough people are getting the vaccine because it's not set up like that. I mean, there's people who say they want it and then they can't get it. So now it's not just, oh, well, I don't want it. There's just lots of people that are saying they don't want to take it, meaning there are a lot of people, especially a lot of healthcare workers, which I'm surprised about, but then there's other healthcare workers that want to take it. So when you look at the amount of cases and then you look at the virus, where now they're talking about considering delaying the second dose of the coronavirus vaccine, what does that tell you? And it's a race to make this happen or not. And so in the U.S., it's such a threat where some of the doses won't even be good. And again, it's that push-pull, that tug-of-war over what to do and what is working and what is not working. And I wish I had a definitive answer. I mean, I know how I feel. I've said this before many, many times on the air. We've done the mask pull, to mask or not mask, but I don't even think it's about that anymore. I mean, listen, if you're close to people and you are running in a store, why wouldn't you pull the mask up? I had a patio breakfast with somebody over the weekend. It was fine. People were pleasant. They were distanced. They wore their mask until they got their food. Nobody was on top of each other. The servers did it. No problems. No problems with the restaurant. They tell you they have a clean bill of health, et cetera. Some people would think that's risky, but I think this place, they didn't jam people in. They did what they were supposed to do, and it was lovely. But it's not that way every place. And we've seen the shots of what happened over the break and New Year's Eve parties that were illegal that popped up, and, you know, and then cases that are coming out of that. They don't even know all the cases yet from Christmas and travel and the whatever a super spreader event could be. Deaths, 354,000. That's out of 20.9 million cases. I mean, we are COVID weary, aren't we? Of course we're COVID weary. But how do we get rid of this virus? And I think the smart thing to do is just do the basic things. We don't have to tell you this anymore. It's like telling a kid, don't put your hand on the stove. Don't put your hand on the stove. Don't put your hand on the stove. Just distance. Just distance. Because I don't want to be like the UK. Do you want to be like the UK where that restaurant that I went to the other day, that I'm trying to help them locally so that they don't have to close their doors? Because I've seen too many of my friends lose businesses. They do it right. The people that come there do it right. There's not a problem. But if we had the mandate of Boris Johnson, which he felt like he had to do in the UK, then those stations, those restaurants, rather, and some of those places would crash because then they couldn't have any people. They couldn't continue to operate because they couldn't pay the rent. And that's exactly my biggest fear, is if we're not smart, then we're going to crush people, maybe unintentionally, but we're going to crush people because it's not done. And if that's not done, how in the world do we get to the other side of this? When do we get to the other side of this? All right, speaking of getting to the other side, and there's definitely anti-mask protests, right? And there's definitely people having parties and feeling like they're okay. And then there's other people trying to help businesses survive by doing their part, including gyms that are testing outdoor workouts in freezing temperatures because they want to figure out a way to exist, and the people who go to those places want to help them if they can help them. And speaking of help, here we go with the beginning of a new year, and there is already talk of, and you may have gotten a stimulus check. And if you didn't, but you're eligible, you should get it within the next week or so. But there's talk about a third stimulus check. So the second payment is hitting bank accounts as part of a stimulus package that so many felt was ridiculously inadequate, including the president, who said it should be $2,000 a person. And we saw the reaction to the public, Mitch McConnell's house, the garage trashed, and Nancy Pelosi's garage door trashed about where's our money, where's our $2,000. So we'll see what happens with this runoff election, because then, of course, that plays out into whatever a stimulus vote would be, et cetera. But there is chatter about a third stimulus check. Are you on board with that or not? How you rolling? Some of your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We're headed to the mailbag now.
What's up? What's up?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump hit the campaign trail for Georgia Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler ahead of Tuesday's runoff elections. At a Monday night rally in Dalton, Georgia, the president told supporters that control of the Senate and ultimately the direction of the country hangs in the balance. He also said that he would continue to fight to keep the White House.
Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your lives. If the liberal Democrats take the Senate and the White House, and they're not taking this White House, we're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden was also in Georgia on Monday, campaigning for the Democratic challengers in the Senate runoff elections. During a speech for John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, Biden criticized the federal distribution of coronavirus vaccines.
By electing John and the Reverend, you'll be voting to get the states the resources they need to get the vaccines distributed. It's a shame what's happening now. It's a literal shame. I've said it before. Getting America vaccinated will be one of the most difficult operational challenges this nation has ever faced. But we've known it for the last months. This administration has gotten off to a god-awful start. The president spends more time whining and complaining than doing something about the problem. I don't know why he still wants the job. He doesn't want to do the work.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's time to hit that mailbag. So here we are in the mailroom. We got this one from Kelly listening to us in Wisconsin. Kate, I'm so shocked by a pharmacist in my home state who left vials out on purpose, saying that the vaccine could actually hurt people and change their DNA. What a freaking nutball. If you believe in that conspiracy theory, I got some other land I can sell you, swamp land in Florida, for a lot of money. How does a pharmacist do that, and why does he have the right to control what happens to other people anyway, even if he believes some nutty theory? I think this is outrageous, and I hope they throw the book at him. Yeah, he believes that it could harm people. His name is Stephen Brandenburg, and he left the vials out. And so, of course, they sequestered most of the doses because they thought it was ineffective. And they're saying that it's because he believed it was about conspiracy theories, and he didn't think it was safe for the people and didn't want that to happen. So he was arrested. He was at a preliminary hearing on his case by video call on Monday, and then he was later released on bond. And he's not the only one who did that. You know, by the way, there was another pharmacy tech who did it the day after Christmas, who took the vials and then put them back in the refrigerator, just like Brandenburg did too. There was somebody else that did something similar to that. But the thing is, I guess they're saying they don't know if it can be returned to Moderna for testing or what they're going to do with it, with the vials, that kind of stuff. He is charged on, he's charged with, rather, two felonies, second degree, reckless endangering safety and criminal damage to property. And so that's it. So we'll see what happens in the next court date. That's in a couple of weeks, January 19th. And he didn't take questions and, you know, all of that. But there's like no comment about what happened there. There will be, though, of course, at the hearing. And it's what the strategy is for the vials. I mean, who knows how much time elapsed? We don't know that. The whole refrigeration thing. And listen, there are people concerned about what is in the vials. There are people concerned about what that could physically do to them. But I think you're right when you say, how does he have the right, because he has theory, to do that to other people? And that's the thing. I mean, here you have someone in charge of it who just decides, well, I'll just take the matters into my own hand. All right, how about this, or hands? How about this? This one is from Nick. And Nick says, Kate, I'm sure because you're in Texas, you know this. What is it with people that decide they're going to go in to church and they're going to kill either the people that are congregating or the pastor of a church? And yet we had another nutball who decides he's going to do that same thing, as if we don't have enough to deal with the pandemic, to somebody who was at church and who was tending to his flock on Sunday. Yeah. He killed the pastor, and he was hiding from police in the bathroom after a high-speed chase the night before. That's how the story goes. And he was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, causing seriously bodily injury, and first-degree capital murder. So a 21-year-old, Metris Woolen, his name is, and the pastor was 62-year-old Mark McWilliams. And this was at a church between Dallas and really Shreveport is where it was. And, go figure this. And two other people, by the way, were injured. And the point being that, you know, people have had to have a virtual church. They've tuned in to watch instead of going on Sundays. And here they had the small church where people were going. So this is awful. And you had the two other people that were injured. One was from one was a gunshot wound, another was from falling. So they think that they'll both be okay. And luckily the response time was very, very quick, but still just absolutely awful. All right, here's another one. This one is from Mac Attack, and Mac Attack says, "Hi, Kate, I hope you had a great New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I laughed so hard when I heard you talking about some of the new laws that were taking effect in 2021. I like the fact that you said for your property taxes, you could just go up to the county and say, I protest my taxes, and then see where it all falls. I kind of like that idea. Yeah, I like that idea, too." Definitely. And then you talked about something else, something about the fact that, we're seeing this airport security thing, the real ID has finally taken effect, and that you have to look at your license to see if you have that gold star on it to know if it will work or not. Yeah, because your old driver's license might not get you through airport security. If you were thinking of flying, by the way, because you need that real ID, and that real ID has a star on the top of the card. And so that I guess it just shows that you really are who you are on this ID. You must be, right? I don't really look like my, I guess I do, but I always see people look at my license and look at it like two or three times. Is this really her? Who is this? I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is. Because you have the license for so long, maybe I look a little bit different. But I do have the star, so that's all that matters. If you've got the star, yes, you are official. How's that? All right, here's from Brad listening to us in New Orleans. And Brad says, Kate, mask or not mask, has gotten out of control. Oh, we need a hero, and we need the hero fast. Did you see the thing about Trader Joe's and the fact that there was a big protest over that, over the face mask requirements? And so I guess it's not over, the people that are arguing that they shouldn't have to wear a face mask. You know, the Trader Joe's one, I heard about that. There was a burn the mask protesters. There was a bunch of people that blocked the entrance in Fresno. So they closed the store, I guess, in the afternoon. But, and remember, California has all those cases, but especially in Los Angeles County, where you have one in five people that are testing positive, there were protesters that went into a Ralph's grocery store and they argued with customers over the masks. One of them screaming out, you know, telling the shopper that they were a mask Nazi. That's what, anyway, the Los Angeles Times reported. And so that's what's happening, that most of the protests are at the actual businesses, whether it's a grocery store or whether it's a restaurant. That's where some of these things are happening. And it's surprising in California, because frankly, I think California is incredibly scary right now. And if I lived in California, I would be concerned, because I'll tell you what, you don't want to take it lightly. If you get this, how do you know how you're going to come out on the other side? And, you know, I guess you think of pre-existing conditions, but boy, I don't want to lose my breath, really, honestly. And I saw that Kay Granger tested positive, and what's so crazy about that is she's a longtime top Republican on the House Appropriations Committee. Granger was tested when she came to Washington, D.C. for the beginning of Congress, and she's asymptomatic and, I guess, feeling great. So she's quarantining, all that kind of stuff, but she tested positive for coronavirus. And, you know, she was there on the House floor for votes on Sunday and for the speaker election and all that kind of stuff, and then learned about the positive result. And she got the first round of the Pfizer-BioNTech vac in December. But a second dose is what you need to be considered fully vaccinated. So now there's the question about that. And this is the second time she's been exposed to COVID-19. In July, she quarantined after she sat next to Louie Gohmert, the rep from Tyler, who was on a flight leaving Texas, and he walked around the Capitol without the mask, and then he tested positive for the virus. So this is her second go-round with the whole quarantining thing. And then Larry King, the longtime broadcast legend, really, is in the hospital with COVID-19. And, of course, he's had so many heart operations and problems with his heart. He has those underlying conditions. Not a lot of word on how Larry King is doing, but at Cedars-Sinai, he's one of the more famous people lately that, at least in the entertainment business, has been announced with having it. All right. We're headed to the locker room next to talk about the NFL and a few other things as well. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Season. Exactly. Eagles. The Eagles were so terrible, they didn't go to the playoffs. There's nothing about the So they lost Washington 2014, and the NFC East went to Washington. They held off the Eagles, but the Birds did the Cardinals sin. Yes, Doug Peterson is getting rammed right and left for switching quarterbacks, and some are saying tanking. What's the deal? Tanking to get a better draft position. So I'm sure for the people who are rooting for the Giants, they're furious because the Giants could have gone to the playoffs, especially with the way Washington was playing. But, oh well, that's the way the cookie crumbles, or the cheese steak crumbles. or something like that. So Philly at 4-11-1, maybe helping decide who went to the playoffs in the NFC East, depending on whether you believe that conspiracy theory or not. For once, it's not about politics. It's about sports, bringing it full circle. The Redskins will represent the Dallas Cowboys. Boy, I have no idea what happened to them. Wheels off big time. I do. A missed call at the tail end of the game that I think would have made a huge difference for the Cowboys. They seemed like they had momentum. They could have beaten the Giants, in my opinion. But based on what happened with Philadelphia and Washington, they wouldn't have gone to the playoffs either. So maybe some misery was saved in a different sense, right? So now, you know, you look at the playoff scenarios and some of the teams after a season that had COVID somehow hanging in the balance, and I really can't believe that it went all the way through, but it did. So instead, who emerges? Well, you know, you've got in the NFC, you have the Packers. You've got the Saints. They get that bye. You have the Saints because they're number one seed. You have the Saints versus the Bears, the Bears. You have the Seahawks against the Rams. And Washington taking on the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay, interesting. They get into the playoffs with Tom Brady, who has won how many Super Bowls? 6 with the Patriots. He's a real love him or hate him guy. He's like a politician. He is. He's exactly like a politician. People either love Tom Brady or they don't like Tom Brady. And I think there's reasons why. Maybe Deflategate. Maybe they don't like losing to Bill Belichick when he was with New England. We'll see what he does with the Buccaneers in the playoffs. In the AFC, the Chiefs, who won the Super Bowl last time around, they're the number one seed. The Bills, who have had a great season, take on the Colts, the seventh seed. The Steelers at 3 take on the Browns, who get into the playoffs since sideburns were cool. And the Titans take on the Ravens. That's an interesting matchup of 4 and 5, by the way. So What's the Super Bowl going to look like? Who's going to make it there in the end? I think some of the predictions that so many made in the beginning of the season fell flat. Why do you care? Because we're in the man cave, and we haven't been in the man cave for a very long time. And on this show, we do Nail the Score, and many of you have emailed me and a handful call to take a guess on the games when I pick the game of the week and you try to nail the score and try to win the prizes. And we didn't have a winner again this year. So we may re-rack a different kind of game, and it might have just nothing to do with sports, just fun and giveaways and prize clearing of closets, because frankly, we need some lighter conversation. And so it might have something to do with jokes, perhaps. We might have that coming up in the near future. But since we're on sports right now, of course it's going to be all about the NFL. And I do have to say this. I am in a football pool that I've been in since 2012. And most of the people are from the Carolinas. I had a friend who is a professor, and he got me into this pool back in 2012, like I said. And I came in 8th. So coming in 8th means you get a little bit of money. You know, like if this was the old days and we could actually go out, I could buy people perhaps a round of strong coffee. So the NBA is back. Do you care? Do you care about the NBA? The NBA has added to their mask policy. They're the COVID police for sure. So they have a tougher policy with masks, telling teams in a memo on Monday that players on the active roster have to wear face coverings in the bench area until they enter games. The new rules kick in immediately on Tuesday. Players who are dressed for games and eligible to play have to wear a face mask until they come in. That's it. Players and coaches have to wear a face mask when outside the team environment if they're around other players and coaches. And this is the crazy thing. You got to be a rat. Players have to report the names of any private trainer, therapist, chiropractor, or other specialist they work with outside of the team facility. And they better wear a mask because they want to know who they are. So they really are all over this whole mask thing. They say they're taking every precaution they can because, especially with the uptick in cases, a player who comes out of a game is recommended to put a mask on after returning to the bench. The rules reset at halftime, that whole thing. And the league also told teams on Monday they've increased the maximum travel size by one. So now 46 people can travel, so they can add a staffer that will handle the contact tracing requirements during the road trips, because they were really holding down the amount of people that could go on the road trips so they wouldn't risk more people possibly doing something, getting exposed, et cetera, any of that kind of stuff. So, this is different because you're not in the bubble now. You're out of the bubble and traveling and all of that. And that is a little bit different than last season. And it feels like we were in last season and the Lakers won. And then here we have basketball all over again. Maybe after this season it will come back to normal. I would assume, you know what they say about assumptions, that things will be a little bit different than in the upcoming season. I mean, it's very strange in the sports world to watch some of the events that you might just kick back and lay on the couch and watch, to not have the fans. Yeah, the cardboard cutouts are funny and the pump piping and the noises and all that sort of stuff, like what a crowd would sound like and doing the virtual things. I mean, if you are in the marketing department for any professional team, I would imagine constantly they're looking to you, the team is looking to you for answers on what can we do, what's different, what can we do with sponsors, how do we make this roll, how do we make this happen. You're one of the most, they got all of a sudden elevated to one of the most important people on the team, the people who are selling the sport, because it used to sell itself in some cases if you were winning, if you had the right kind of facility and you had the push for tickets. I would imagine once this is over, it's going to be either one or the other. Either there's going to be lots of people who want to go back into stadiums, who want to go see things live, who want to cheer for their alma mater or their hometown team or whatever it is, whatever sport, or maybe some interest wanes. Maybe people have moved on to other things and they don't want to go back, and some of that drop off continues. I bet it's what they fear in the front office. Music means we are closing the door of the locker room. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to this hour. We're still making it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.